Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
97 won the ticket. Our sister station in Detroit said earlier that Kevin Colbert was close to taking the Lions GM job. Then we had the guy who reported that story on our show, and he said he was wrong. Retracted it, said it's not close, but the Lions are still interested. Those are your headlines. It's time for the Out of Office Report, brought to you by Tri-State Office Furniture. And it's with the great Jim Colony, the incomparable, reimagined Jim Colony.
Yeah.
Jim, have you ever had a big scoop and you went public with it and you had to take it back at any point in your long, illustrious journalism career?
No, I don't think so. I don't think so.
I've only had one.
I wasn't that...
I've only had one scoop, and I gave it to somebody else who I'm now on very bad terms with.
Starkey?
No, it was Dayon, actually.
Oh.
Do you remember Charlie Morton got Tommy John in the like after 1 year or whatever? Like,
yeah.
That was a thing. I had that like a day and a half before it got released publicly, and I didn't want to put myself out in front of it, even though I was like
because
99.9%. No, I was just 99.9% on it, but I didn't want to be the guy reporting it. So I was still on speaking terms with Dayon back then, and I gave it to him. He confirmed it. Apparently, that they were not happy with me.
You go Dayon or Dejon?
With him. I think his name's Dayon.
Okay. Craig?
Yeah.
You go Dayon or Dejon?
Dayon.
I mean, there's a lot of insults I've paid him, but saying his name wrong is not one of them.
Jim, you're close to those offensive linemen. You always, as you say, saddle up to them when you're allowed in the locker rooms at season's end.
Yeah, when was that? Man, that was a long time ago.
Tell me if this tracks for you. Villanueva signed somewhere else this offseason, and as a result, David DeCastro retires.
Nope. I mean, and I have not spoken to anybody on this. Dave's not going to, I'll have to check on this at some point, but I can't imagine that happening. And not just because Al would leave. I think Dave has come to the realization that's just the way this is going to be. I mean, Al's contract is up after this year. And those guys aren't stupid. They know the salary. I mean, how many times have they all renegotiated their salaries to kick Kevin Colbert's can down the road? And they knew it was going to come at some point. And so I think he's prepared for Al to leave. I don't think that would affect his decision. I think Dave would like to get paid for next year, quite honestly. And I believe he feels he can still play, although some may disagree. But I can't imagine that happening, no.
Jim, I want to know this. I want to know this just generally. Your impression of what you witnessed and heard from Mike Tomlin today more than anything else.
Yeah. No, I mean, that's it. It's the same thing he said last year and the year before that and the year before that, because it's been the same situation the year before that and the year before that.
You mean with everything? That's your overall takeaway? Is that it was just basically crap, just nothing, empty?
Not crap. I mean, I don't think like he stood there and lied, because the way these things are timed out at the end of every season and after every disappointing loss, at the end of a disappointing final month of the season, or at least one playoff game, as was the case four seasons ago, that they have these news conferences and. you know, it's like after a game when you want an injury update. Well, what happened to so-and-so? He goes, well, I don't know. I haven't talked to the trainers yet. That's, you know, that's true in a lot of sports.
See, I think I think he tipped their hand on Roethlisberger today. Coming back.
How so? Because I caught just a little bit, but tell me why you thought that.
Because he spoke for 30 minutes and he was given ample opportunity in a number of different ways to comment on just about every aspect of the organization. And the one time he decided to go off of script a little bit was when talking about Roethlisberger, and the only time he used effusive praise for somebody other than Roethlisberger was when he was talking about the trainers and the IT staff today. And then when he got to Ben, he said, spectacular, can't say enough about his performance this year. You can assume that it's realistic. There's a chance he's back this year, however he put it at the end. Like, he didn't do that with anybody else. He said, nope, not going to talk about the coordinators too soon. Nope, not going to talk about guys who could be free agents. Nope, not going to talk about other than the rookie class in general kind of way was good. But Ben, he said, yeah, I was impressed. So, I mean, I don't think he goes from that to, hey, we're going to cut you a month from now, Jim.
No, but then he later on, I think it was in that same, or maybe it was a question or two later, where he acknowledged that the salary cap problems that they're going to have. And he said that it's the same every year, but then he said, basically talked about unusual circumstances this year, meaning $41 million we owe the guy, which is, what, over 25% of the salary cap? Or maybe not quite that much, but 20%, I'll go with that figure. You know, that's a lot for one guy, and even if it's a quarterback. So I think, to me, it acknowledged that he might not be back. And it's not just him. I mean, you mentioned DeCastro. He'd be one. Pouncey would be one. Joe Hayden would be one. Some people are throwing Tuitt's name out there. You guys that are unable to live up to the terms of what they're due, either salary-wise, up against the cap, or both. So, but this is the way it always goes every year, where he hasn't had a chance to meet with the coaches. He hasn't had a chance to meet with the players. So he's not lying to us. It's just kind of plausible deniability about, you know, and since he hasn't met with anybody, he's not going to tell the public before he tells the player, you know what, you're making too much money. We need to do something. We don't think you can play. However, whatever the case would be, he's not going to announce anything to us before he tells players personally.
Jim, Let me try to think of how I would phrase this quickly here. Do you expect more of the same then from Art Rooney whenever he talks? Pony and I have sort of spitballed this idea that he's going to start by saying, hey, 12-4, AFC North champions, sky is not falling, all the Chicken Littles out there, in so many words, like, relax, we're the Steelers, we've got this. I'm ready to see some damn brimstone from him. I'm ready to see some like fire that, yes, maybe this is not working out the way we think it should every year, even though the record was good and we won the division.
Well, I know Colin said we were talking about it this morning on the morning show that he wanted to see some of that from Tomlin. And did we get it? No.
No.
And I think, you know, art is art, and he's not going to go out of character and all of a sudden start acting.
What is
like
that? When you say art is art, when you say art is art, how do you mean that? Like, traits-wise, well, personality-wise, what does that mean?
By trait, he's a lawyer. I don't know him that well. I interact with him, say hello, and be cordial and all that kind of stuff. But even kind of watching him, I've never seen him. He probably raises his voice, but still in a very quiet way, the same way that his dad did. And I never met the chief, but I'm sure the same way that he did, although he was a little bit more flamboyant, I think, than his son or grandson, in the way that they go about their business. That's just the way he is. And it's the same thing that they're not going to overreact. And the thing is, though, is that what's been happening here the last three, even four seasons, is that to really want seismic change, to me, is not overreaction based on what's happened at the ends of the seasons. It's like, it almost makes it worse, doesn't it, when the team gets everybody's hopes up and then, geez, it just goes completely down the tubes in different fashions each season. But nonetheless, 11-0, and then go 1-5 the rest of the way, and they were lucky that it wasn't 0-6. It wasn't just this season. It sucked. This season was bad.
Mike Tomlin said it. He said, "If you do what you always, you know, if you do what you've always done, and you're getting what you've always gotten, you know." That's a definition of insanity. They need to start. My point here is, and I want to try to present this calmly because I feel like I've been raging for 48 hours straight about them.
Mm-hmm.
They need to realize that they are getting what they've always gotten, so to speak. Like, they have the results have stagnated here in a very noticeable and very obvious way, and I hope they're not the last people in the room to realize it.
Here's what Tomlin said about that.
In the process of researching and working to identify and to make necessary changes to ensure that we're not having similar conversations as we move forward. It has been a disappointment. I'll acknowledge that. And, you know, I'm not going to maintain status quo and hope that the outcome changes. That's, you know, that's the definition of insanity.
Yeah, I always wonder.
Steeler fans are going insane.
Yeah, I mean, I always wonder when it's like when you find fall guys, when it's assistants that get fired and it's not the people at the top, how much are you really changing? You know, when it's internal, when it's internal hires or internal promotions, how much are you really changing? If Randy Feigner gets fired and it's Matt Canada who takes his job, or if it's Keith Butler that gets fired and Terrell Austin gets hired, I mean, what did you really change?
Yeah, I agree. Now, the similar situation has occurred on a team that's going to begin its season here in about an hour, where they cleaned house with their assistants, except for the goaltender coach. And so that's fairly, you know, but then those guys came in from outside the organization. Todd Reirden used to be here, but that was under Dan Bosma. He's never coached under Mike Sullivan. He's coached against him, which I think is going to be helpful. But Andrew, I do agree. And yet, if Ben is still here, doesn't there have to be some sort of a familiarity? And I'm not saying that Ben gets to pick the offensive coordinator, but it's just that if you're going to make complete change, which is why, man, that would be something for Tomlin, though, to sit there and jettison everybody and start over.
See, Chris picked up on something.
That's just not the way
Chris picked up on something that Tomlin said about Roethlisberger that I had pointed out that I think, again, illuminates and speaks loudly about him coming back is when he was going through Ben's season and he said, and he did it without the preseason. He did it without training camp, which is if we give him more coaching and we give him the proper time to prepare himself for a season, we think he can be even better. Like, I think he gave.
Well,
go ahead.
Yeah, but you go ahead and finish because I think we're going to go in the same way here.
Like, I think that's justifying the job that he does and that his coaches can do. Like, we believe that if we get Ben with a proper full offseason, we can make him better next year.
Well, how much better can he be for the first 11 weeks of the season? Not the first 11. I'll say the first eight, like the first half of the regular season. He had no preseason. He looked like he was fairly well rested. They're scoring 30 points a game. And then all of a sudden, the bottom fell out of the offense because you mentioned the definition of insanity, which is doing the same thing over and over again, hoping for different results. And that's kind of what they did. And then it fell apart at the end. I almost kind of got the opposite impression that it was almost like not a farewell tribute, but I don't know.
Well, did what he said about Mason Rudolph make you think that he's willing to like hand him the keys of the offense? Did you hear in that answer something that made you say, my ears perked up? Maybe they do think Rudolph can be the guy.
No, that was the standard answer was a standard answer. Because you're not going to say, well, you know, we think he kind of sucked. And then what if he ends up having to be the quarterback? And so you're not going to put that out there. So I don't know. Maybe I've gotten numb to all these things. And maybe I had a predetermined notion about, yeah, okay, I've heard this before. And that's what I'm going to hear again. And so maybe I heard what I thought I was going to hear. But I didn't think there was a great vote of confidence to bring Ben back, but he did acknowledge, you know, maybe they'll do it again. They'll have to do something with his contract because there is no way that he can come back and be paid $41 million. The Steelers losing a bunch of free agents, guys that they would want to keep that they won't be able to. And then they're going to spend money to try to bring people in and the team's going to be better. And Ben's swan song. That's not going to happen.
Jim, thank you for saying that in so many words. Thank you. Because that's the thing I just refuse to acknowledge, as that other people who feel like they have a chance realistically to come back and contend next year, the only way they have any kind of, wait for it, financial flexibility to do that is if they extend the quarterback multiple years after this coming season. And I want no part of that. And I don't know how anybody could think otherwise, that if you somehow played it out and maybe the cap stayed in the 190s and there's TV money that gets pushed up and they smooth the cap over, a $41 million cap hit quarterback is not going to be commanding a better team next year in any way, shape, or form. They will be weaker personnel-wise. They will be weaker in terms of like every position. And there's no reason to believe he is going to be better than he was this year.
Well, the one thing, there are ways to save money, and I mentioned the names, and if J.C. Hasenauer and, well, Dotson would be promoted. I don't know if they can bring back Filer, but if Pouncey and DeCastro, and Al's going away anyway because he's a free agent, but if those two guys went away, DeCastro and Pouncey went away, how much worse would the offensive line actually be? How much worse would a running game be if they had somebody else coming in? And I don't know. This becomes really the first time that they've had to really look at how much they're paying guys. And, I mean, really take a hard look at how much they're paying certain guys, as decorated as they may be, and have to make a decision that, you know what, we're going to have to just eat a little bit of this, and they'd still be better off economically in the short run, and then that would actually set the stage for the future to try to build it back up again.
Jim, what do you make of Kolber and the Lions' flirtation with him? Maybe it's just on one end, Detroit's, and he has no interest. But what do you make of that whole saga and then Khan going out and trying to get other GM jobs?
Well, geez, if I'm other teams, I'm surprised with David Tepper's Pittsburgh connections that he hasn't come after either Omar or Brandon Hunt.
Nobody wants Brandon Hunt. He's not getting interview requests anywhere from any of these teams.
Yeah, he's still on the younger side. And I think in a way, I think he and Omar may end up splitting duties if and when Kevin decides to step away. But to answer your Detroit question, why wouldn't they want him? That's one of those deals where he used to be there. He was there under Ron, I think it was Ron Hughes. And Kevin was under him in Detroit before he came here. And it's like, well, those guys were pretty good back then. Kevin Colbert knows what he's doing. He's got ties to the franchise. So yeah, that makes sense. So that's not a complete, I hate to use the term fake news, but that's just like maybe wishful thinking on some Detroit people that think they can get him back. Of course, if you're going to hire a guy like that, it would behoove the team to actually ask for permission to speak with him, since that's complete tampering. They can talk to the agent, Jim, and they can gauge
interest via the agent.
Oh, geez. Yeah, we played that game before, haven't we, Walt Harris? But it's...
wow.
It's, well, no,
that
I
Shades
I
of Panther
Walt.
Hotline coming through.
No, but it's just like... And I guess, is that an agent doing his job? I guess. But that's one of those things that I think... Didn't Tomlin say he knew next to nothing about it? Which means he's probably heard the same thing like, Kev, what, you're really going to go to Detroit? You want to go there? The man's like 64 years old, 63 or 64 years old, mm-hmm. and he's probably ready to retire. And I've said this before, I think maybe with you guys, it's like what he does is he takes a step back and he quote-unquote retires, doesn't really retire. He's always available for consultation, to have ideas bounced off him and so forth and so on. And I can't see him going anywhere else at this point. I really can't. I'm not him, but I just can't. If I were in that position, I wouldn't be able to do something like that.
Thank you, Jim. We appreciate your candor today.
Sure.
What's for dinner?
It's a hockey day in Pittsburgh.
What's on the menu tonight?
Sloppy Joe.
Wow, what a move. We just had those in the Mueller house.
Really? I haven't had a Sloppy Joe since third grade.
You ever heard of that Pioneer woman on Food Network, Ree Drummond? We made her Sloppy Joe.
What's
recipe
in a Sloppy
it's quite
Joe?
Tasty. Your meats, your pepper, your onion, your spices, things of that nature.
A lot of stuff. Actually, where is it here? Super Sloppy Joe's. 2 pounds of ground beef, 1 cup chopped onion, green pepper. We got what else? Brown sugar, vinegar, Worcestershire sauce, steak sauce, garlic salt, all sorts of stuff. Mm. They're really good.
All right, Jim. Thanks. See ya.
All right. We'll see you guys.
Do any, like, restaurants have it on the menu? Can I go to a diner and say, make me up a couple Sloppy Joes, please?
Diner, maybe. I feel like it would be one of those things that gets made up fancier than it actually is at, like, a trendy restaurant. Like, here's a deconstruct. Well, no, it'd have to be a constructed Sloppy Joe.
Craig, are you
Joe.
A Sloppy Joe man?
I like them.
Sloppy Joe.
I don't even know where I'd start with making one.
Dude, it's
a sauce, right?
Easy to make them. It's unbelievably easy to make them. It took me like 10 minutes to make them.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.